Finance Minister Grant Robertson wants the Reserve Bank to tell him if house price stability should be a bigger part of the bank's thinking. Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr says he'll get back to Mr Robertson on that, noting sharply in his response that property values are already on his team's mind. RNZ's Hamish Cardwell asked people in Wellington whether the government is now finally taking action on rampant prices or simply shifting responsibility.
Amber bought a new house in the capital this year. She says the huge house prices each year are crazy and the situation is untenable.
First home buyers, when they're looking at at least 800k for a first home, three bedroom, 90 square house is ridiculous. I don't know how anybody's supposed to get on the property ladder, even in Wellington, where we're quite lucky that we've got stable jobs because of government here.
Amber says the Reserve Bank should do what the government asks, but this Wellington woman disagrees. She says it's inappropriate for the government to try to influence the central bank and thinks Grant Robertson's letter is an attempt to shift blame about out-of-control house prices onto the Reserve Bank.
I think it's a very dangerous move to actually have a government interfering with the Reserve Bank because it's always supposed to be independent.
Mike O'Reilly says it's a bad idea to meddle with the Reserve Bank's mandate to control inflation and maintain employment. Doing so could lead to worse, unintended consequences.
When you take a big hand approach from the Reserve Bank on something that's so complex, chaotic and multifactorial, you know, you're going to have your own set of new unpredictable outcomes from it.
Mr O'Reilly has a dire prediction for what it will actually take to bring about change.
The market corrects. It usually corrects in a way that we don't enjoy, and it usually corrects at a time when we don't want it to. So the market will continue to expand until the point where the market doesn't expand anymore and we end up with a bubble, and that bubble will burst and then there'll be a recorrection. That's unless we actually find the levers that we need to pull in order to change it.
This Wellington woman says the government needs to ask the people what they want to happen.
And maybe it's an inquiry. It's a question for everyone. And where do you start? So the conversation has to start somewhere. But what the answer is, I don't know. Because there are so many implications.
Sean says the time has come for the Reserve Bank to take well-being and social issues into account. And he says it could be time for the government to take drastic measures.
Maybe the other issue is you look at whether, you know, nationalise the banks or something, but who knows, that's a big step as well, isn't it? I'm not sure what else you can do.
Lauren agrees looking to the left is the way to go.
What about socialism? Is it that bad a thing? I don't think so. Look after the people, create affordable housing, make sure everyone can live comfortable lives. The very basic, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? What you need at the beginning, food and shelter.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You got nowhere to live, what are you going to do?
The RBNZ releases its latest financial stability report at 9 o'clock this morning. For Morning Report, Hamish Cardwell.